John Oliver spends 30 minutes demanding regime change for Netanyahu. By Joel B. Polak on September 29, 2025. John Oliver, a comedian who hosts a news commentary program on the Home Box Office, spent a full 30 minutes attacking Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who is trying to win a war against terrorists. Oliver began with a joke that claimed Netanyahu had been the original model for Mr. Potato Head. That was roughly the level of analysis for the rest of the half hour, as Oliver sweepingly claimed that Netanyahu had starved Gaza, sick, bombed Iran, and carried out airstrikes in Qatar, Yemen, Syria, and Lebanon. Missing from Oliver's analysis is that in all of these cases, Israel was attacked first, by Hamas from Gaza, by Hamas leaders sheltered by the Qatari regime, by Iranian ballistic missiles, by Iranian-supplied Houthi missiles fired from Yemen, by Syrian officials colluding with Iran, and by Iran-backed Hezbollah terrorists in Lebanon. Oliver also falsely blamed Netanyahu for inciting the assassination of the late Israeli Prime Minister Yitzhak Rabin. He also cited flimsy corruption allegations against Netanyahu that have largely fallen apart in court. The monologue continued an attack on Netanyahu in intricate, obsessive detail, taking frequent detours to address counter-arguments and minor points, suggesting that whoever wrote it had a serious axe to grind. He tried attacking Netanyahu indirectly by attacking right-wing nationalist Ben-Gvir, a completely different politician whose party won enough votes in the last election to bid for a place in Netanyahu's coalition. Oliver did not acknowledge Netanyahu's stunning successes, defeating Hezbollah, ousting the genocidal Assad regime, destroying much of Iran's nuclear program, restoring Israel's deterrent against terror, and reforming Israel's economy, to mention just a few. He also did not suggest what Netanyahu should do differently in the face of brutal, bloodthirsty Hamas terror. He did, however, find common ground with the newly resurgent anti-Semites of the political right, who have decided that Bibi must go because of a bizarre conspiracy theory that he controls President Donald Trump. Oliver suggested that Netanyahu should depart the political scene. The sooner the better, an odd stance for a comedian who once opposed regime change in the Middle East. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of The Zionist Conspiracy Wants You, now available on Amazon. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.